This is Arthur. How may I help you?
Hey, Arthur. It's Jose.
Hi, Jose. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. How's work? How's the work with Mark?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. I think we're almost done, actually.
Well. You know, that's super, super exciting, you know. I believe, you know, we discussed that, you know, once, let's say, the website goes live, I will build a beautiful plan for you that we will then eventually enable onto your entire website so that we can get you successful business. That's something that we discussed. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. So what we'll do is, let's say, once the website is almost finished, I think Mark's going to finish at about a week or two, we'll be able to go ahead and showcase the entire process through which we're going to help you get new and new clients, and how are you going to end up retaining a good amount of business on, let's say, on. There's one more thing that I would need to enable on the website that will allow your customers to, you know, come back and forth regularly. That, you know, that's through email marketing and, you know, tons of other things. So, you know, that's a couple things that I will, you know, will go over as well. But, you know, just so you know, are you prepared for the next step?
Yeah, well, close, yeah.
No, glad to hear. That's glad to hear. I'm really glad to hear that. So, you know, just to give you an idea, you know, it's going to be, you know, with reference to the amount of funds that will be required for enabling this entire marketing project, would anywhere from between, you know, starting off from 5,000 going up to a maximum of 20,000, you know, depending upon what budget you'd like to work with. So, you know, just keep that budget in mind so that once we are in that step, we will then eventually start enabling the entire marketing process, you know, and when the first month and the second month, once you see a good ROI coming in, you know, for every maybe $5 spend, you make about, let's say, you know, $50 worth in profit, so on and so forth. That's the kind of level that I'm talking about. So will you be prepared with those kind of things in mind?
So right now, I was looking forward to finish up with the process of the website.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to I was thinking about talking to you, Mark, about the marketing plan.
Uh-huh.
So right now, since I've invested quite a bit of money on the website and other personal stuff,
uh-huh,
can you guys do something custom to where when we start up, can you do like $1,000 marketing plan in the beginning?
I will have to see if that would be possible, because when we actually do marketing, right? We actually start off with, we already give, let's say, the option of a very low budget, because, you know, typically a yearly budget that is available with clients is anywhere from between $20,000 to $30,000, and plus we'd always take that on the lower side anyway. The reason why I'm telling you this is because, you know, it's an entire year's worth of plan, and $1,000 budgets are usually only used just to test a couple things. That's why we just talk to the client, tell them that, you know, we're going to be running Facebook ads. I need an additional $1,000 to showcase if we will be able to make this successful or not. So that's the kind of conversation that we usually have. But let me see what I can do about that. But, you know, I just want you to know that you will still need to make sure that, you know, because it's going to be a big plan, right? You already are going to have SEO. You already are going to, let's say, you know, we could work with social media too, but that's organic. One of the main things that you basically need is the PPC strategy. Now, the PPC strategy does not come cheap because, you know, on our own business itself, we're basically able to make sure that we are spending anywhere from between $35,000 to $50,000 a month in order to actually generate a good amount of revenue. Now, you know, in that case, you know, we make sure that, you know, the kind of revenue that we're generating after spending this much would be anywhere from between $200,000 to, you know, $250,000 or $300,000. That's the kind of money that we're making on a monthly basis for the agency itself. So, you know, when I talk about that, you know, I just, you know, I'm just giving you an idea that on the lower side, the budget can, you know, maybe even as much as possible decrease to a minimum of 4,000. But, you know, if you want to go with the right plan, if you want to do it the right way with the right people who have already done it and proven themselves in the past, then I believe that, you know, you should keep that in mind.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I totally trust you guys at this point. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to, like, make some funds for myself so I can get the right marketing plan.
Absolutely, no problem. Well, in that case, you know, we're here to help you. You know, There's, you know, there's no limit on the time. There's no limit on anything. But, you know, it's best recommended that, you know, once the website is fresh and, you know, it's right off the bat, it's live, that's when you then start investing into it. So that way it's just, you know, slowly growing gradually to a point where, you know, in your line of work, let me tell you something. There's so much organic traffic that, you know, at some point, even after 6 months, you may not even need to spend on PPC, by the way. Because, you know, personally, what we did was when I was working on a hard disk direct and half price packaging, two of these companies, these guys actually basically just made sure that they were spending enough dollars on PPC. You know, they had big investors sitting in the back that invested about $60,000 on a monthly basis. But let's say, you know, after, let's say, a matter of, let's say, 6 months, because they already, I was running the SEO campaign, by the way. So when I was running the SEO campaign, in a matter of 6 months, it took up to a maximum of 8 months to completely diminish the PPC budget. So that way they didn't need to have to spend anything on Google ads, Bing ads, and, you know, all these different ads. So every business that came to them was, one, number one, recurring. So let's say, you know, you form one new client that bought business cards. Now they're going to come back to your website, purchase a lot, much more other things as well if they like the quality, so on and so forth. So that's just one, right? But, you know, that's one way of increasing your revenue. Then the second way that actually happened was that they were getting organic orders on a regular basis. So first, what we did was we figured out which keywords actually work best using PPC. So let's say, you know, one keyword such as custom corrugated boxes, right? That's one example. So custom corrugated boxes actually has a very good conversion rate, meaning, let's say, upon every 100 visitors, they're getting 10 customers. So that's like 20 leads, and then, you know, 50% conversion rate means 10 customers. And then the return rate from keywords that were coming from that client was about, you know, let's say anywhere from between 20 to 30%. So what that basically meant was that, you know, it was a recurring model that allowed them to generate so much business from just one keyword. So what we did was, we basically planned to make sure that that keyword was being used in the SEO campaign, and that eventually resulted in us being ranked on the third and the second position in a matter of 6 months. That's when they stopped running PPC for that keyword, and that enabled them to generate so much business that they didn't actually have to do any spending at all, and at a minimal ROI. That's the kind of business that you would want to do. And that's what I would say for you as well.
Right. Yeah, totally. That sounds pretty good.
Right. So don't worry about that. You know, research is in our hands. You know, the analysis is in our hands. The entire competitor analysis, every single thing is in our hands. We do everything from scratch, right? Now, in that case, too, you know, the team is working on, you know, creating this entire roadmap for you as well, in which they've already kept in mind that, you know, that's something that they will need to show you first in order to actually show you that, you know, this is how much the spending would be required on certain keywords, so on and so forth. And that's how we'll enable you to actually generate a good amount of business, right? So let's say a return on investment that we could potentially expect within the first 3 months is 4 times the initial investment. So let's say if you've invested $4,000, what that would mean is that you'd eventually be ending up making anywhere from between $60,000 to $20,000 worth of business within the first 3 months. And then you could, you know, then go on a regular retained business model with us. We have monthly retainers of $5,000 to $10,000. And that way, you know, it's just dependent on how much business you can handle at some point. So that's how that works.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll be a big thing as well.
Right, exactly. So, you know, that's something that I'll be working on. Don't worry about that. I'm so glad that we got to talk today. I believe you wanted to actually speak with Mark Wilson, right?
Yeah. Well, I knew I eventually had to speak to you, too, so it was perfect.
So glad to hear that. That's awesome. Well, you know, I will be in touch with you anyway, so that's perfectly fine. But what I can do now is I can basically get Mark on the line with you, and then he can, you know, you guys could talk about whatever you guys talk, all right?
Perfect. Appreciate the information, man.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Jose. Have a nice one.
Have a good one, too. Thank you. That would be deep. We would be deep if we do that.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Pretty good, Mark. I'm back.
Thank you.
So Jose, I already forward that doc with my developer. So let's do one thing. Just give me 20 minutes, and after that, I will share you your like Zoom link, and then we discuss further. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good with me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, I will give you a call back within 20 minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.